This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Drought conditions remain steady across the state. The unchanging conditions are bad news for the northeastern corner of Colorado. There, Sedgwick and Phillips counties are still experiencing extreme, exceptional drought. But it is good news for a big slice of central and south central Colorado, which is still drought-free. Researchers with History Colorado met recently with Indigenous leaders at two former boarding schools. CPR's Rachel Estabrook reports the meetings are part of a state investigation into the history of Native assimilation.
The investigation is meant to be a first step towards education and healing. Indigenous people were often forced to give up their cultures at the schools, and some died. Ute Mountain Ute Chairman Manuel Hart participated in the consultations at the Fort Lewis site near Durango. He says walking the grounds raised questions for him about potential grave sites there, but that he's focused first on what records can reveal about who was forced into the schools.
I'm assuming there'll be Navajo, there might be some Pueblo, Hopi maybe Zuni. For sure the Ute tribes, Apaches could be going there. We don't really know until we look at some of the records.
The initial investigation is supposed to conclude next summer. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Denver is getting its first mural dedicated to the city's historic Chinatown. The once thriving pocket of culture and Chinese-owned businesses was destroyed during a riot in 1880. The mural will live at Denver Fire Station 4 on Lawrence Street in downtown Denver. The Colorado Asian Pacific United Coalition hopes to reveal the mural in spring of 2023. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. And coming up next, we're listening to Here and Now.